We have in the readings today water. Water, water, water. Do you ever wonder, the Gospels never tell us which side was pierced by the lance of the soldier, which side of Jesus? But the depiction that we have on crucifixes usually follows this passage from Ezekiel, because we see it as a fulfillment of Jesus' side being pierced on the cross. It says the facade of the temple, so the face of the temple faces east, so that direction. And it says that as Ezekiel went out around the outside, he saw water trickling from the right side. That would be the south side, the right side. So anytime you look at a crucifix, you see that they depict his right side being pierced. But we see in the prophet, he sees a flowing stream that flows out from the temple. And this flowing stream increases in depth and intensity as it goes, to the point where he can no longer wade across it, but would have to cross it by swimming. Very many trees on both sides draw their source of nutrition from this river. And where it goes, the salt waters it makes fresh. What's interesting is that, what does that mean? And he goes on to describe it, because it says that every sort of living creature can multiply, that can multiply shall live, and there should be abundance of fish. So it is not just, okay, it's making the water from salty to fresh, but it is bringing life with it. Have you ever tried to water a plant with salt water? It doesn't work. Have you ever tried to satisfy your thirst by drinking salt water? It doesn't work. He also sees that these fruit trees that are growing on the bank of the river, they never will have a fall. Their leaves shall never fade, and their fruit never fail. Every month they will bear fresh fruit. And the fruit will be food, and the leaves will be medicine. When's the last time we talked about fruit trees? Isn't it paradise in the garden? What Ezekiel is seeing is that the grace that was located, that was centralized at the temple, is going to pour out into the whole world. It's not just going to remain only in the temple. And that this river, wherever it goes, will produce a beautiful garden. It will bring paradise into the world. I don't know if you're aware of this. I learned when I was a student in Europe that the medieval cathedrals, they are the intention of the columns that are on both sides as they go to the back. Usually there'd be big, huge pillars as they come up. The intention of those pillars is to be tree-like. The intention of it being a big trunk of a tree, as if like this fruit tree, as if from the sanctuary here, a flowing out of life. You see in the gospel text, the man waiting by the pools of Bethsaida, realizing that in Jesus there is a greater fulfillment. Even the pool of Bethsaida, and if it was had healing properties certain times or whatever the thought was of these things, it was pointing to a fulfillment, not in some water that would be extracted and sent around the world, but Jesus. Do we have access to Jesus, my brothers and sisters? Wherever he is, there is life. Wherever his side is opened up and blood and water flow, we have Jesus, we have life. How many people spent months and years of their life trying to find this mystical fountain of youth? The idea of a fountain to which you could drink from, that you would always be renewed in your age and be renewed into your youthfulness. One would hope that it wouldn't renew you in your stupidity of your youthfulness, but you would retain your wisdom of age. People left and traveled all over the world to find that one source in the hope that it would provide them life. And yet in every sanctuary and every church throughout the world, we see the flow that comes forth from the side of Jesus. All grace is here, my brothers and sisters. All grace is here. We dispose our hearts to receiving it, to entering in, to diving in, to drawing its fruit, receiving its healing. All grace is here. You have come to the right place. Jesus is here, and his side and his hands and his feet are still open, pouring out grace, mercy, and love. Amen.